cliffcentral.com.
It is essentially Friday because tomorrow, June 16, here in South Africa, it is Youth Day. Mourning the youth, which is you, Sia.
Oh, thank you. And I shall use that term up until I'm croaky. Good morning.
Good morning. Mourning the less so youth but ever so youthful Mabali.
Well, hello there.
Yeah. Ah, see what you did.
Yeah, that was bordering on uncomplimentary, but I pulled it back. And then very much still the youth is Amanda.
Happy Fake Friday.
Yeah, that's very good, huh? Well, as you know, Gareth is not here today. He is currently going towards Germany.
He probably should have arrived by now.
Okay, Gareth's in Germany for... Why is he there again?
I don't know. See ya.
The Freedom Republic, Bonn, something or the other.
So, you know, we're not saying this because we don't care. It's just that Gareth doesn't normally tell us. He's just like, okay, well, I'm going to Germany.
Oh, Deutsche Welle Global Media Forum. That's
okay,
it.
Yeah, so he's gone for that. So when he tells us he's going away, we don't really care much after that. All we know is that we have to then host a show. So there we have it. It's us. Lucas is in the background making important things happen. So you've got the four of us. Five of us. Damn it, I missed that one.
Okay.
There. Five.
Sorry, guys, I've got to apologize straight off the bat. I've left my glasses at home.
Mm.
I see, because today, and I'll get to it in a second.
Well,
today,
we don't see, especially you. Ha ha.
Today is maybe not the greatest day to be in South Africa. We'll get to that in a second. But I was just so like, I wanted to get to work slightly earlier, because obviously I'm sitting in Gareth's seat now. I want to make sure I've got some clips. I make sure all these different things. And I get here, I have no wallets and I have no glasses.
Ah.
Which is kind of odd. It's also kind of, how do you not, anyway. But yeah, today's...
Today, how are you beating yourself up?
Now, Mabali has one rule, and it essentially is only one rule of Life Club. Don't make your problems other people's problems. So what are the taxi drivers doing today?
The Taxi Association are... complaining about the fact that, you know, the Quantum minibuses that they purchase for their businesses are overpriced.
Ah.
Allegedly at 15,000 Rand per month over a period of 72 months. And so, you know, there was supposed to be a meeting between the South African Taxi Finance Holdings and the taxi associations. That ended in a deadlock yesterday. So because nothing was resolved, the association has now decided that they will be taking to the streets this morning to march to some other place. I'm going to find...
Right.
That place in the next few seconds. They're marching to the Institute's offices this morning.
Okay, cool. Go ahead. Do that completely. But people also have to go to their work today, right? So blocking off all the major highways, that's just a little bit dick. It's short-sighted. Yeah. It's really like... And, you know, I saw some tweets this morning. If you follow the hashtag taxi strike, a full bus of people just wanted to get to work. All they want to do today is just kind of... contribute to the economy, because very few people are doing that right now, let's be honest. The bus was stopped. They were all forced to get off the bus. This is when I don't care about taxi drivers. I don't care about whatever problems they potentially have. They are just a bunch of dicks.
I mean, it's kind of a love-hate relationship almost, because on any other day, the taxi... You know, the businesses, they need these commuters and passengers, so they're happy to take their money on any other day. But then on a day like this, where, you know, they are being inconvenienced, and they just push commuters out of their vehicles. I mean, that's not very nice.
But my thinking is, shouldn't there be levels to you know, how you express your outrage or your frustration. So case in point, you write a letter first, and then you have a meeting, and then you have another meeting, and you might have a bigger conference or something or the other with the board. And then you feel like, oh, I'm really not being heard. Well, let's take it to the streets. I always feel like, especially in our nation, it's a knee-jerk reaction to just head to the streets. And also then you think of it practically, what does, you know, screwing your customers at the end of the day solve? You know, Toyota's still going to go to the work, in their offices, fold their arms and go, well, we aren't budging.
Well, you see, the taxi association are in the power position because they know that come what may, they are always going to be passengers who need to get to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not as if, you know, commuters can decide, oh, well, you know, you screwed me over, so that's it, I'm done using taxis. No, these people have no other option. They have to get onto a taxi every day to get into work.
Exactly. So it's part of the framework of their life.
That puts you as a taxi association in the power position, which means you can treat people whichever way you want, or at least you can treat your customers whichever way you want.
So ripple down effect you see from politics as well is that the ANC believe that people will vote for them for life. So why treat them great? It's like, who cares?
And the reality is there. Of course, there'll always be people, but I'm still saying that their gripe is with Toyota, not the customers, and they're screwing their customers over.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense. Well, it's not even as if they care about their customers, because exactly what you're saying, Mabali, they know their customers will always be there. But I mean, take it up to the head of product development Toyota in South Africa, not your customers, dude. But anyway, a lot of circles that I've been hearing from are people saying, well, oh well, we're just getting extra long weekend because I won't even bother going to work today then.
Extra long weekend when none of us have money because none of us are getting to work. You know, like there's a big train issue right now in the Western Cape because SANRAL, well, we all know where the money goes there. The Guptas get 10 million rand for every train that doesn't work, but yet they can't service their lines and they can't keep people getting to work on time. It's just there's so much that doesn't make sense around all these different things. And ultimately, it comes back to what we've been saying for so long. People don't care about each other.
Mm.
These people who have the money and all this power, they don't care about people who actually give them the stuff. It's like government does not care about their voters. Taxi drivers don't care about their passengers. When are we going to realize the only way we can get anywhere in this world is actually by caring about each other? It's like this short-sighted. It really makes me angry. Like it really does.
Now I don't want to get angry. No, but it's true. It's so true, though.
I don't want to get angry because it's a long weekend and we should be celebrating the youth. Mm. Because I've got this new theory that I should actually care about the public holidays we have, not just days off. Because in the past it'd be like, what's the public holiday? I don't know. But there's reasons why we have this, reasons why we should actually care about each other and worry about what's going on. And then I find something else yesterday that really, really upsets me. Gareth sent us this thing about how middle-class families are basically suffering a double taxation. Now, I promise you, the show will get lighter and a lot more entertaining, but I just want to get this off my chest because I feel like it's a good talking point.
Mm-hmm. Also, you feel like because you're in Gareth's chair, you should have at least one rant a day.
Yeah, look at me go. Normally, I don't say this kind of stuff. Here we are. But if you think about it, like here in South Africa, now, treasury.co.za, I got to give them credit for this because these guys are the ones crunching all these numbers. And they care about, my treasury.co.za. So they care about what people have and what people have with their money, what they can do in life. So when you think they use an average household of 100,000 rand, I didn't realize an average household in middle class was that.
100,000 rand?
Income for an average middle class household.
Per month or per annum?
Per month.
Wow. Okay.
Is that middle class in South Africa?
That's quite...
Apparently this is what's going on. Okay. So look, let's not begrudge them the fact that they obviously are getting up and working hard for that 100,000.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Maybe it's hypothetical because it's a big round number.
No, you guys, can round up.
No, no, we're just coming to terms with the fact that we are so far down. That's why we're reacting that way. Yeah. We're like, whoa, we've still got a long way to go.
Lucas, that's still making you laugh down there, huh?
Yeah, it is. When I realize that it's still miles to go, eh?
I would have to be in a menage a trois to have that effort.
But like, none of us are marrying rich, obviously. Anyway, okay, 100,000 rand. This
needs
is
to be a harem.
This is the whole thing, right? Okay. So now, if you take your basic tax per your salary, right, 22% goes straight to this useless government who can't run a piss up in a brewery, right? 22%.
Mm-hmm.
But then this self-same useless government doesn't provide adequate education, right? Doesn't provide adequate health care, and sure as hell doesn't provide adequate security. Okay?
Yes.
So Fikile can tweet what he wants. So now you've got to pay for all that. So I know this is no news to you. I mean, you're doing this every month. But when you really work it out, 22% income tax is something that you take on the chin, whether you like it or not. But when you really, really break it down, it's more like 51%.
Wait.
Add those factors of all the things that you pay for, which a state should provide for you. This is why you put them into office. This is why they make all this money.
Oh, I get
you. You are having to pay for it. So it's essentially 51%. So more than half of what you work hard for, now this average middle class family of 100,000, now only has 50,000 a month. And that's still groceries, cat food, or whatever else. Okay, let's look at quarter of 100,000 rand. But that's exactly what it is that you're paying for all these things, and then on top of that, you wake up and there's a taxi strike and your highway is now finished. So even if Gareth was in the country right now, he wouldn't be here today because he drives from Pretoria. That's where he chooses to live. So breaking all of this down, let's all take a deep breath.
Well, this gets even realer when you let's bump the cheese down with the average and say it is 70,000 or 80,000.
Let's call it what it is. Let's say 50,000.
Let's say 50,000. And you're now jumping off half of that for an average middle class family.
Yeah.
Which is why this notion of us being kind to each other is an ideal. I mean, every morning you wake up and you exist in the real world, and the real world is harsh.
Mm.
It knocks you around, it slaps you in your face every now and again, and then on other days it spits in your face. It's very difficult to be like, oh, let's all get along every day. It's very, very difficult.
And then it's winter as well.
And then it's winter as well, and then you catch your husband with the secretary that he works with,
who's not even as hot as you. You know,
life just kind of throws punches in your face.
So that is why when we have instances like taxi strikes, we should see the silver lining and say, screw it, I may be losing out on a day's, you know, earnings, but I'll deal with that on Monday. For now, I'll stay at home and sleep.
Yeah, again, I just...
Silver lining.
Yeah, you always look down different sort of levels in life. You look up, like this 100,000 rand family, and you look down to like your basic person who has to get to work. They don't have wriggle room with the income, right? So if they miss today, you're living in a hand-to-mouth society. Jeepers, that's less hand going towards my mouth for one day.
Man.
So I look at my domestic helper, right? So she has no electricity for 2 months because Eskom apparently is teaching her neighborhood a lesson because there's been cable theft and stuff. I said to her, like, what's the deal? Like, what have you been told? Oh, no, we're being taught a lesson because there's been cable theft in the area. So Eskom just literally cut the area. 2 months? She now has to spend extra money that she doesn't have on paraffin, which is making her ill.
Mm-hmm.
All these little things. Guys, like I said, I'm not trying to give you a bit of a downer right now, but yes, Lucas.
Now, on that point, my parents told me that they didn't have electricity for 2 weeks. And then I then called Eskom, and then I went there, and then I had to throw a tantrum for them to come and fix electricity just because my house didn't have electricity only and the rest of the houses had electricity. I had to throw a rent. I told them, like, I'm a taxpayer, you mother fathers.
Yeah.
Come fix this.
And you have to use strong language like that. And yeah. Only then.
No, I said mother fathers.
Yeah.
Hey, when you're angry and frustrated, you got to say what you got to say, Brother Lou.
Yeah, well, anyway, I just thought I'd get off the chest because a lot of people today are going to be inconvenienced and a lot of people are going to be angry. There's no doubt about that. So hopefully we can get you through your morning. If you are stuck on a highway somewhere, you can always let us know your trials and tribulations too. WhatsApp line is 079-748-2090. Otherwise, 0861-555-189. Amanda and Lucas are in the booth. They'll take your call. Otherwise, just tweet us. CliffCentral.com.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, WeChat. Just Cliff Central. So there you go. So, yeah, Gareth will be away today. Obviously, he's away for the whole weekend, and he'll be away all of next week. So this will be the show. But he's been working very hard, giving you great interviews. So that's, you know, there's still a little bit of, like, you know, usualness, normality. Yes, Lucas?
Usualness.
Yeah, I just received a WhatsApp from Palisa, and she, you know, that emoji of a crying person, she sent a whole lot of them. I think she's stuck.
Yeah.
You know, this stupid taxi strike.
Yeah, that's exactly it. These dickheads are literally barricading the entire, all the off-roads. If you go onto Twitter and see taxi strike, you'll see all these pics, and people are just, they're helpless. They're being really, they're just helpless.
Mm.
And I'm sure Fakile is still in bed, and he can always just get his troops out maybe tomorrow when they're not there. Anyway. All right, I found something yesterday which I'm sure is going to make you laugh. So, surgery, right?
Plastic surgery?
Well, any kind of surgery. In order for it to happen, you go under heavy anesthetic. Your life gets shaken around, and it's not great. So, I was in hospital over the weekend, like I was saying to you guys the other day, because Daniela, my girlfriend, wasn't feeling so great. Mm-hmm. So, she had to go in for a couple of days. And you walk around there, and it's really, really sad. And you think, like, what your body goes through. And then you come out of surgery, you're knocked out, okay?
Yeah.
So your senses aren't exactly with you. So there was a guy who went in for surgery, and he woke up to his wife, obviously being there, you know, being like a friendly face to see. And his reaction was, well, let's just say very, very interesting, because he had no idea who she was.
Yes.
Okay, the cracker.
So she's trying to make him eat a cracker. Medicine. But he's, as you hear.
They're bringing you some right now.
Oh, my mother. Ow. Ow! Can we sit up at all?
In a minute. I'll see if they'll lift you up, okay?
Did the doctor send you? Man, you are eye candy. Whoa!
Are you jealous?
Is she getting you? Hey, you prettiest woman I've ever seen.
He has no idea it's his wife. Do you model?
Nope, I'm gonna be right here with you. You eat the cracker.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Candace. I'm your wife.
You're my wife?
Yeah.
Holy shit! Dang.
Ooh. He's not the happiest guy in the world.
How long?
Just eat the cracker. You're waking up.
Can we have children?
Not yet.
Oh, man. Man, have we kissed yet?
Keep eating your cracker.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard, baby. It's hard.
Oh, what is...
Do we call each other baby? How long have we been married?
A long time.
Oh my god, I hit the jackpot.
Eat your cracker.
Man. Wow, that's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
This guy can't come to terms how beautiful his wife is.
Let me see your face. Let me see your face. Whoa, your teeth are perfect. Turn around for a
minute. No. Eat your cracker.
We're married?
This must be one of the funniest things, because when you wake up and you feel like you're in the twilight zone, there's nothing going on, and there's this shining face. Because every guy's dream, right, to have a hot nurse when you go into hospital, because hospitals are horrible. And this guy wakes up. This video's been going around for quite a while, actually. There's over 1 million views on this. And this dude became like an absolute like viral sensation.
But it's also just such a nice compliment for her, because, you know, it's almost as if... if that was the first day that they were meeting, he would pick her all over again.
Yeah, it's, that's, I mean, actually it, sweet.
It must have made her feel like, aw.
That must be so, so cool, but also like kind of weird. Like, you also get that big fear. Like, you go into hospital and something happens to you. Like, you get the wrong thing done, or you come in and you got amnesia.
Yeah.
Imagine having to like have that.
Oh no, like the 51st state situation.
Yeah, which was a tough movie to watch at the best of times, but the theory as well was very, very difficult.
See, that's why, like, I've personally never had surgery, and I don't wish anything horrible onto myself. But, you know, I don't mind a little sedation vacation.
No, that idea frightens the living daylights out of me.
Really?
Yeah, I always imagine the worst. Oh.
Like what?
Like never waking up. it's just
that would be bad for business, Mabs. That's why these people study for so long.
I mean, I always go to the extreme levels and think about, you know, the propofol situation. Mm. I always think that if I had to go under, chances are I wouldn't come back.
Oh no. See, I'm thinking of those 19-hour surgeries. Ooh, you wake up and it feels like you've been asleep for 19 years.
No, see, you wake up, you feel like you've been hit by a bus. What surgery is? It's an invasive procedure, basically. So there's no nice surgeries. It's not like, well, you know what, I got some leave. Let's go for a nice surgery. Yeah,
in my head, that's what it is, though.
You get panel beaten, depending on what's wrong with you. You wake up and you're sore. And then the pain kind of then really kicks in.
I know.
And I think 99% of all surgeries end with you asking the nurse for more morphine or something. Can you put more in the drip? And then they have to smile because they hear it every single day. And they go, no, sorry, sir. Sorry.
Oh, damn it. Never mind, you just ruined my plans now. You literally
I'm crushing everyone's dreams right now. But hey, it is the long weekend, so tomorrow is Youth Day. You guys have anything interesting planned?
I'll be in Durban by then.
Okay, have you got your helicopter sorted to get to the airport?
Excuse us, no, we're doing a little road trip down to Durban.
Are you driving to Durban?
Yeah.
Okay, this is one of your another events that you're hosting?
No, just going to see the family, having fun for the weekend, and then driving back up on Sunday. So driving with my mother and my 5-year-old nephew. So that's already just like a recipe for disaster. Let's see how that goes.
Will you be doing the driving?
Yeah. No, okay. If you guys think I have a lot of demands, you evidently have not spent a lot of time with my mother, as my mother does not drive. It is something like so
as she shouldn't. She's got 4 of you to do it for her.
Excuse me, but she is a woman, a human being with a driver's license.
Amen. You are 20 years old. She has earned the right to put you to work.
Ain't nobody got time for that. So yeah, a good 6 hours.
Look at my buddy's maternal instincts coming through here.
You would have kids just for the sake of having people to just dote on you.
Yeah, that's how anyone has kids. That's not just what my belly wants. That's anyone. Lucas, are you taking Midnight Mystery anywhere special?
Oh, yes. It's another long weekend, so I'll be down in Bloom again, amigos, you know.
Down in Bloom? You make it sound like it's something that everyone does.
Yeah. Are we going to Bloemfontein? But, like, wait a minute. I'm just surprised that Sia doesn't want to spend an hour inside a car. So how is Sia going to drive for 6 hours to Durban?
You know, usually I don't mind because I think I've probably driven to Durban twice alone. And I'm one of those people who, as much as I'm social, I don't mind spending time alone. So I absolutely love it. I get to listen to what I want to listen to. I just get to gather my thoughts alone. I get to stop where I want to stop. But with other people, especially when you're dealing with a 55-year-old woman and a 5-year-old boy, this is like a mess because in between like 40,000 pee breaks, and that's just from my mother and my nephew's tantrums, like that's a mess, really is.
So a 6-hour trip for you is...
It's going to become like 8 hours.
Yeah.
That's the truth, yeah.
No, I can't handle that.
No, that's not great. Amanda, what's going down on the east side?
This weekend, I'm actually not in the east. Oh. I'm staying in Four Ways. My cousin's going away, so I'm house sitting for her.
And she trusts you to look after the house?
Yes, she does. I'm actually really good.
I'm sure you're very good, but I mean, your friends are always the worry here, Amanda.
No, my friends are lame. They won't drive that far.
Of course not, because they're too drunk to drive home, let alone to the north.
So I'm just planning, like, to play Sims and Netflix and that's
sweet.
It.
And chill. how's Extra getting along in Cape Town with a reunion with her dad?
I think it's all right. All she sent me was a picture of the new cigarette she's smoking. Like, she never sent a picture of what's going on in Cape Town.
Okay, so she hasn't seen her dad for 12 years, but she'll send you a picture of a cigarette that she's found because that is a breakthrough in her life.
Like, I was literally like, okay.
Priorities, Ben.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Sounds so normal.
You just can never make this stuff up. You just can't. Bubs, after a tough week, how's your birthday week going to go from here?
Well, I do have some making up to do this long weekend for my birthday because Tuesday night was a civilized night.
Making up or making out?
Making up.
And out.
Making up.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I've got one of those traditional Thanksgiving ceremonies to attend this weekend.
Special Thanksgiving ceremony. Okay, I'm lost.
Yeah, it's what my people and I do, Ben. You know, it's when we all basically get together for food and drink, and we just give thanks to the ancestors for the good lives that we live, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good. Goes back to our thing about being kind, being thankful is in the same boat.
Well, yes. I mean, it's also an excuse for, you know, people to get together for food and drink and good company. It's really a fun time.
Well, that's being kind to yourself.
Yes.
we won't... well, I just have to say I'm kind of pissed to the highest level of festivity. Because we were actually going to the same party. Now, I'm not able to, and already I've been told it's going to be like quite a turn up, turn out, turn flat down situation. So I'm very envious.
I can just imagine the two of you at a party. That would be quite something. Because, I mean, you might not pick this up, but when Sia's not around, my buddy's kind of like, well, she gets through her day. When Sia's around, she's like, he's the light of her life. And she might even realize this, but like there's days where it's just Gareth and I in studio and Mubs is like, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, come on, 9 o'clock. And then Sia's here, it's like,
this is true, I'm not going to deny it.
Well, and this one,
I miss nothing.
This one with the little glass of something in her hand, yes.
And the two of you are predatory when it comes to cute guys as well, seriously.
That's another reason why
spur each other on to the point where you like pack animals, the two of you.
Mabali, we could have left that situation with rings on our fingers, you know?
Oh, alas. Gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Alas, but it's fine.
It's fine. It is what it is. And yes. You?
Tonight, nice and chilled. And then tomorrow, crack of dawn, my drone and I, which I have now officially called Maverick, we are heading to some golf stuff.
Good name.
Yeah, so I'm trying to build up a whole body of work towards just getting great golfing things. So tomorrow I'm doing first light for the first time because I have the opportunity, because tomorrow we're not doing a show. So yeah, what is actually going to take place tomorrow? Is it just pre-records?
No, so we do have our hashtag 16 for 16 podcast special being released tomorrow morning. And also then we'll be replaying some key Gareth interviews that he's had with amazing young people as well.
Okay, well, let's talk about that a little bit later so you know exactly what you're looking forward to. Yes. So just quickly, I'm going to do that. And then tomorrow night, Daniela and I are going somewhere nice. Maybe a little night out.
Is it a surprise for her? You evidently know.
No, it's not a surprise for her because every time I try to surprise her with things, I get things horribly wrong. Not because I'm stupid or anything, just that I get things, I don't know,
Just claim it as like part of the surprise.
So nowadays, I just incorporate her in all the plans. It takes a fair amount of romance out, but I've just kind of cut in my losses now.
Yeah.
So,
Do you think, by the way, Miazza's is slightly jealous that you're devoting more time to Maverick?
I don't. Her. No, look, this is the hierarchy of my life, right? It's Daniela, it's Miazza's, it's you guys. It's my work and it's my drone. That's pretty much how.
Oh,
that's...
we've ranked higher than Miazza's.
Well,
No, we didn't.
Higher than Maverick. Sorry, not me.
Yeah. So that's pretty much. So if you want to be in my life, that's pretty much how it sits. That's
sure.
And I base everything on merit. There's no sentiment with me. That's my hierarchy because that's who is special.
You know, I've never thought about my hierarchy. I'm gonna do that now.
Oh yeah, let's
quietly
think about
though.
That for
I'm gonna
the,
think
yeah.
about that for
everyone.
A second.
Think of the hierarchies because trust me, it saves time.
Yeah,
it saves time. But anyway, have no more time. We've got to get into the news today. The news is brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria, as per usual. I started my week with a 2-for-1 special on the Monday. As we get into the weekend, well, I recommend you finish your week with Colcacchio because they are the reason you crave pizza. All right, Mabus, what is going on?
Well, seemingly the latest talking point is a secret recording in which murder-accused Christopher Panayatu chats to self-confessed middleman Luthando Sioni shortly after the murder of his wife, Jade Panayatu. That footage was leaked to the media. The Herald exclusively published the recording, which was filmed in a wiretapped car at the Algoa Park Steers just days after Jade was shot dead. Wow, guys, a wiretapped car. Y'all live interesting lives.
That sounds like the nail in his coffin.
It sounds like the nail in his coffin, Ben, because what we didn't know is that the state and the defense have spent several weeks arguing over the admissibility of the secret recording.
Right. Okay. So when they start arguing that, then they know it's damning.
Oh, yeah. No, then they know, you know, that it's about to be checkmate and really it's going to be a hole for them to try and dig themselves out of. The defense claimed Siyoni was tortured by police and forced to get his former boss to incriminate himself. So it's a 9-minute long video. It is available on
YouTube. That's quite an accusation that, huh?
Yeah. It's a 9-minute long video. It is available on YouTube, but I will just take one line out of this video quote where Christopher Panayiotou says, "I told you to let them do it outside the house." There's a whole transcript. There's a whole conversation and exchange that happens between the two of them. It's not the best audio in the world. So, you know, I would have loved to play it for you here, but it's very difficult to hear. But, you know, if you just take the time to look up that video on YouTube, then you'll be able to make it, you know, to make out for yourself.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I mean, there's conversations here about cell phones being dumped. There's conversations about, you know, I told you to tell them to do it outside. So it doesn't look good for Christopher.
Which is kind of okay with me, because when you look at the last 2 years, right, there was that Shireen Devani, obviously the Oscar trial, the Henry von Bredow thing that's currently going on. There's been quite a few high profile court cases around murder.
Yes.
So it would be kind of cool if we can just get a score sheet going and maybe just get one in the results column. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Call me crass, but it would be nice to see just a clean-cut, guilty, don't ever do this again, everyone else kind of verdict.
Yeah, it would be nice to see this justice thing that people keep talking about actually working. You know, justice. when they say, let the courts do their thing, or, you know, let the justice take its course. It would be nice to see that happening in this instance.
We should get Justice Malala to take his course. I would trust him to make a decision like this.
Exactly. Justice shouldn't just be a guy who arrives here on a Thursday. It should be something that we hear every day in the news.
Absolutely. All right. So we've already spoken about the taxi commuter strike. So, you know, obviously thousands of people are going to be affected trying to get into work today because they rely on public transport. And then, you know, you yourself who drives a car might also be, you know, affected because it will put.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, it's across the board, really.
It's across the board. So, you know, again, in situations like this, we are in traffic, which is usually a very high tense environment to begin with. You know, I just hope that there aren't any incidents, you know. Some people at least become trigger happy in traffic. So I just hope that there aren't any terrible incidents. But yes, the Taxi Association are marching to the Institute's offices this morning because of a meeting that took place between themselves and the South African Taxi Finance Holdings that ended in a deadlock. They feel that they're being overpriced for purchasing the Toyota Quantum minibuses that they need for their businesses.
What if you need to get to hospital today desperately?
Do you think
a taxi person cares about that?
No, absolutely not. It will be up to the drivers of the ambulances to turn maverick on the roads.
Yeah, sure. But that's if you're an ambulance. What if you're someone who needs to get to hospital in your own private capacity?
Oh, yeah. No.
I just saw a tweet now saying, good thing I had my operation yesterday. I would have died today. Mm. Maybe that's exaggeration, but still, it's a thought. These people just don't understand that the rest of the world is actually more important than them. Yes, the quantum is expensive. It's a working expense. Build it into your working model.
Or just buy a different brand.
Exactly. You're the customer. Have some... I don't want to get into this again.
All right. The public protector is apparently going to be investigating some of those Gupta leaks claims.
Really?
You know, again, you decide.
Who's the public protector again?
Busisiwe Mkhwebane, right?
The name just hasn't stuck.
Well, not for the right reasons anyway.
True.
She will conduct a preliminary investigation to determine the merits of some of the allegations that have been published as part of the Gupta Leaks saga. Some of these issues point to Eskom, Prasa, and Transnet. These allegations point to the improper or dishonest acts or offences with respect to public funds at the state-owned enterprises. The other issue is then the improper or unlawful enrichment by certain public officials at these institutions. All of this was revealed by the Office of the Public Protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane, in a statement. So, you know, again, don't hold your breath. Or hold your breath. Maybe I'm just a terrible pessimist. I don't know. I don't know. You decide.
Well, Mubs, it always comes back to what evidence have we got in the past for us to have a different mindset towards this?
Exactly. A couple of days ago, it was the Hawks saying that, yes, they will be, you know, conducting an investigation into the Gupta leaks, because now suddenly they say that they have enough witnesses with enough evidence that's been collected. And then a couple of days later, the public protector says, yes, you know, we will be investigating the Gupta leaks. But at the end of the day, if there's nothing to show for these said investigations, that it's all been a waste of time.
It also does show that some public pressure does change things. Like, if people keep hammering on, and as much as I hate the Sunday Times for various reasons, at least they are trying to pioneer some stories here, and then eventually they get something right, I guess. But all public pressure that comes on, these people have to do things. Like, they have to, and even if it's something small, at least a step in the right direction. They'll ultimately then close the investigation because they'll get a call from number one, or number two, or number three, however they break down at Saxon World. But it's the thought that counts. Mm.
Yeah, and then it's not often, that we, you know, pay attention to a small nation like Lesotho. But the Basotho people are mourning this morning because allegedly their first lady was shot and killed yesterday in what they're describing as a fatal random shootout. Mm. The first lady, Dipolelo Thabane, the wife of the Prime Minister-elect Tom Thabane, was one of two women shot in what seems like a random shootout. It is reported that she died at hospital. Thabane was just hours from being inaugurated as Lesotho's Prime Minister after winning the country's elections earlier this month. Details of the killing are still a little bit sketchy. However, members of the Thabane family have reportedly confirmed the fatal shooting.
Oof. All right, Mavis, so we're going to go to a caller about the taxi. Sorry to cut you a bit short there.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
How are you?
Yes, I'm okay. I hope you are too. But judging
by... No, I'm not. I'm very frustrated. Mr. Razzmatazz fucked us up.
Oh, no. Yes. What happened?
People from Midrand, from the Rabari Tembisa area, can't do anything, can't go anywhere. We are locked like prisoners. You can't even walk to the station. Do you understand? They lost. Like, I feel so crazy. There's only one police van where we are, and it's by the Gautrain station, the main Gautrain station, but there's one van.
Just one van? Okay, so that's what, like 100-1 taxis are winning this one at the moment?
Yes. How many? I think, I don't know how many people are waiting, but many people are waiting just to pass by to get to the Gautrain station. So if you are maybe, you're not at the Gautrain station, that means you are fucked, you're not going to work. Because the private cars don't go, the house train station doesn't go anywhere, the buses don't go anywhere, because Mr. Razzmatazz doesn't protect us. Like, I'm done. Like, South Africa, they should just close the country and restart. Where's the restart button? Ha!
Yeah, it's like one of those days you just don't want a South African today. You just want to have, like, something else. It's so frustrating. Shame, I really feel for you, because, I mean, like, what do you do now? Do you go home? Is it like, how can you get home? Even then, it's like a complete waste of a day.
I need to walk back home. You know how, my reason for frustration is that I took a semester off work to finish my study. So, obviously, UNISA won't say, yeah, there was a text to strike. You can write on this day. That exactly. means I'll write next semester. I wasted 6 months of my life for shit. Mm.
Oh, shame, I don't even have words. I mean, that is just, it's just heartbreaking.
I started crying at after 4. Like, now it's after 6. I've been crying for 2 hours, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the difference between me and a prisoner?
Well, exactly. I mean, this is the whole thing, is that we've been ground down to the most base elements here. For what? I mean, we've done nothing wrong. We're just good people trying to do our daily stuff.
And they say that they announced this on Monday, right? So yeah. Mr. Razzmatazz could have organized something for today.
Well, exactly.
He had 4 fucking days to prepare himself. But no. And take in consideration that big associations are the site, Tembisa, Ivory Park. So he must protect us even more. Like, because can you imagine we had a strike, the Mall of Africa strike. So yeah. The taxi owners of the site are very aggressive.
Well, that's just it. I mean, is it quite hostile where you are now? Is it, you know, because it's one thing about striking. There's another thing about oppressing people, and it sounds like it's more the latter now.
You know what? You know, like, where I am, I'm trying to even get a place. You see, by the Midrand dump or whatever, I'm trying to get inside, go to the house station. I can't wait 6 months. You know, 6 months is a long time.
Sure. Shame. I just hope that this somehow your day gets better from here. I highly doubt it. I've just got onto Fakile's Twitter page, which obviously is the only and be all of his life, and I've seen nothing about this morning. He's probably still asleep.
I don't want to beat him about taking pictures with him in South Africa. I'm done. He must just rot and die.
Well, you know, I don't mean to make this sound even worse, but you know we have to wait until 2019 till we can maybe change things around this.
Amazing.
That really breaks my heart even more.
You know, I've never been this frustrated in my life.
Sure. Well, I mean, like I said, I can't even come close to feeling what you're going through right now. I just hope your day does somehow get better.
I hope you guys are having a wonderful day because we're having a shitty day. Everybody's heading back home. Whether you are driving a car, a van, walking, everybody says they can. I'm taking a hot train. Where do I, where does the taxi affect me? Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't know. Anyway, can you.
I don't know what to do anymore, hey?
Well, yeah. Well, we wish you the best. Give us a call again. Yeah, I'd like to see how this is going to update. Sorry.
Calling and whining.
I'm seriously heartbroken for you because we started the show talking about this kind of stuff, but to actually hear you like you're there and being so compromised, this is just terrible.
It is going to be such a mess today. It's the N1, it's the R21. These are major highways they're blocking.
Can you imagine, Max? Like I really don't know. And I even think that, you know, if we're saying Zuma owns us, the Gupta's owners, they don't own us. Taxi drivers own us. We are taxi owners' bitches because everybody comes here because of them.
Yeah, so true. All right, Lucas, we need to work on our phone lines. Thank you so much for calling through. I just hope you have a better day from here.
I hope you guys have a better day than I am. Bye.
Thanks. Lucas, we need to make a note. I mean, that whining in the background, these phone lines, what is wrong with them? Are the taxi drivers compromising our phones as well? I mean, I know this isn't your fault. I'm just, you know, we need to log this.
He's chatting to Anthea, I think.
Oh, he's on a call. Okay. Mm. All right. Oh, makes me so angry, hey? 6 months of work to try and better yourself and
all
these dick bags.
Ruined in one day. One day.
Anyway, let's keep it going. News today was brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. It is almost Friday. Hey, have it. It's Friday. Long weekend. Check out, they've got a store opening up in the waterfronts here. That's happening very soon. Otherwise, check your local area. And, of course, get the Colcacchio app as well. We've got another call about the taxis on the Skype. Hey, Amanda? Okay, we're going to need to just ask Anthea to hold on because I think this might take a little bit longer. We'll have to hold on for sport as well. So, Bisa's on the Skype. Let me get that. Sorry, I have no glasses. If I do this, and I turn down there. Ba-da-ba. That's not it. Just bear with me for a second. Oh, man. It really is. I mean, I'm doing everything that I can here. Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Tabisa, what's going on?
Yo, man. I don't know, man. I remember you guys a couple of days ago or maybe a couple of weeks back. You guys were talking about talking rubbish. And just like, you know, someone called in or sent an email about just like, you know, talking junk. So I'm about that, right? So I haven't slept. I literally haven't slept, right?
Okay.
Hi, Mabale.
Hello.
Hi, Gareth. Hi, Ben. Hi, Sia. Are you guys all right?
Yeah, good. Thank you. So we're really fine, but we want to know how you're doing. What's up?
I'm fantastic, man. Okay, I'm all right now. Okay, I'm going to be honest, man. I haven't slept. I've been up all night working on my thesis.
Okay, what is your thesis about, Tabisa?
I'm actually the title or is towards a theory in African musicology.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm trying to do is come up actually with a theory of African musicology. Technically, there's no such thing, and you know, there's no such thing because. I mean, in African music and art and so on and so forth, we don't necessarily study music. You understand what I'm saying?
I actually don't, but this is the thing about it, right? I think this is a long conversation we need to have at another stage. You just created a thesis, so we need to let the thesis juices just settle a bit here. So I think if you can call back with a pre-seed version of this amazing finding, which I'm no doubt it is, then I think we'll be on a better page. How about that?
Okay, when should I call back? If I call back, so but you guys won't like me.
If you can call us back tomorrow morning, it'd be great. Yeah, and then we're going to sit down for this, and it's going to be off the charts.
Let's be serious.
I'm being damn serious.
I'm going to call you back tomorrow morning. I have had some sleep.
Yeah.
And no gin in my system. And no weed either in my system.
The creative juice is already flowing from my side. So, yeah, tomorrow.
Do you know what? Let's do this. Sabiso, please leave your details with Amanda and we'll call you back, actually. I think you'll be a fun one.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I'll do that.
All right,
hey man, you guys, I love you. I'm always a day behind you guys. I know I'm always a day behind.
We're always
here
for you, no matter when it is.
Yeah.
Let me speak.
I'm always a day behind because I'm downloading your podcast, and you guys are awesome, man.
Thanks, Tabiso. We really appreciate that. And we appreciate the fact you put in all this effort into what you clearly love.
Yeah.
And the gin.
And get some rest.
You guys won't believe, man. You guys won't believe that right now I'm busy with my master's, right?
Yes.
And I work in a call center, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there you go, you know, trying to improve yourself.
And I remember you guys were the Goliath guy, remember?
Yeah. Tabiso, this is going to, oh my gosh, look at that. We lost him.
Oh.
Generally lost him.
You know what? It's the Rob effect. You know Rob? Hi, Rob.
Yeah,
I think we've probably started something here where people are going to be wanting to call us after.
It's a different genre to high
after Rob. They've got certain substances in their system.
Well, rather late than never. It's the sport. Bam! Yesterday, I was caught in a vortex of Pakistan cricket fans on Twitter. This is a new thing for me, and wow! If you think there are certain niches of Twitter that just like to overwhelm, well, you have not come across Pakistan Twitter.
Were you dragged? Were you taken down?
No, completely not. Okay, so yesterday Pakistan played against England, right?
Yeah.
England were the hotshot favourites to make it through to the final of the Champions Trophy. Pakistan with the wobbly batting lineup and, they had a plucky bowling lineup, but not a lot of experience, not a lot of big names. And they absolutely hammered in England, but like thrashed them. 8 wickets done, biggest pasting of the tournament outside of the SA one. So I just basically tweeted a couple of things about Pakistan. Like, I love Pakistan. They're like my second cricket team after the Proteas. Maybe the first now. Anyway, so they had this huge win. And then people were going on about the fact that, you know, Pakistan is so good, but they don't play in the IPL. And then they were saying, well, screw you. We got the PSL. It's way better. And, wow, I can't go on Twitter. My notifications are, like, through the roof. I can't even find out stuff I was going to talk about today. So they are through to the final. And then today, Bangladesh will take on India at 11:30 South African time. So the winner of that will take on Pakistan. Saturday's big showdown. That is going to be quite some match, because if it's Pakistan versus India, that is the biggest cricket game in the world. The world. You tell me a derby or a rivalry, and I will tell you India-Pakistan. And then I'll win, because it's bigger.
Okay.
So I'm really hoping for that. I really am. And good for Pakistan. I mean, these guys, they don't have a home ground because people won't go to Pakistan, so they don't play at home ever. They've got people who are cheating all the time. They still somehow manage to find long-haired youth that come through, and they manage to do the job. And it's just so great to see. Like, I'm really excited about these guys. Into rugby, huge weekend of rugby, and it starts tomorrow. We've got the All Blacks taking on Samoa. The All Black team is looking strong. They named the team yesterday. It is just brimming with talent. A couple of injuries, of course. Kieran Reid's not there. Their hooker, Dane Coles, isn't there either. But still, it's a shit-hot team. New Zealand can basically create 4 teams, and they would still be competitive all the way through. They'll take on Samoa. They'll be tomorrow. And then the other one, from the big one to watch out for from that part of the world, is the British and Irish Lions will take on the New Zealand Maoris. Now, the New Zealand Maoris is a team in New Zealand made up of people of Maori descent. Although, I don't know, I don't know what the breakdown of that is. Anyway, so, British and Irish Lions, they've played 3 matches on tour so far. They've lost 2 of them. sorry, they've played four. They've lost two of them. So they've won two, lost two. And the New Zealand Maoris are going to be so tough because this is like the only game they play, right? They play for special occasions like this, and there's so much pride in that jersey, and these guys are going to be firing. British and Irish Lions looking to obviously cement their first team because next weekend will be the first test. The British and Irish Lions versus New Zealand, three-match series. The Springboks will take on France. Alistair Garcia will name his team tomorrow. It'll have obviously one change. Jesse Creel is concussed, so he will not be playing. That game will be at 5 o'clock in Durban. Durban, of course, the place where the Bucks have been hammered the last few years. The very embarrassing result against Argentina. And then the absolute lambasting against New Zealand last year, which I was at, and it was very sad. The Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight. Hype, call it what you will. It's officially on. It is going to happen. They've announced terms. Everyone's okay with it. And they've got to Twitter. And it will be happening. It'll take place August 26th in Las Vegas. So basically, it's lots and lots of money for both of them.
And just for clarification, Conor McGregor is MMA.
Yes.
And Money Mayweather is boxing.
Yes.
So is this not just like a total money-making thing? Because well, they should not, yeah. Their world should not be coming together, right?
Correct. 3 points. You just won the quiz, even though that wasn't even a quiz. But this is the thing. So in order to make it a fight, Floyd Mayweather said, well, I'm not going to get in the octagon, whatever it's called, so it has to be boxing. So McGregor knows the only way they can fight ever is if it's for boxing. So for the last year, whatever it is, last few months, McGregor's only been doing boxing. He's only been fighting like that and training. So August 26th, it's really close because it takes a long time to prep for these fights. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is that Mayweather is obviously the overwhelming favorite to win this one because he knows the strategy of being a boxer. Mm. His whole career has been about being a defensive boxer. So he makes you do all the running and then he'll just cheap shot you. And for McGregor to win this is highly unlikely. But it's the hype, it's the exciting, it's the crossover, it's all these different things. A completely ego thing. Mayweather's 40, McGregor's 28. McGregor already has enough money. On the back of this,
yeah.
He can retire. On the back of this, who knows what else can happen. I don't know. I haven't seen the confirmation of that yet. But originally, both of them said we want $100 million to fight.
Oh,
so I'm guessing it's going to be decided around similar kind of price tag because McGregor's career or reputation isn't obviously going to be helped by losing this, but if the price is right, he will change his sport, so to speak. That's exactly what it is. I know you're probably thinking, well, they're just booksuming each other. How hard can it be? But if you ever want to get beaten up in life,
mm-hmm.
fight a boxer. It'll be the shortest fight of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Other guys might not be as quick, but a boxer, they get to the point because technically it is an incredible, incredible art form. So there will be the, what do you call it? The Confederations Cup, right? So before the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup every time round, there is the Confed Cup. So if you have won your continent's title, so African Cup of Nations, the Euros, South America, whatever it is, you then go into the Confed Cup. So that'll be six teams from the six different continents, and then you've got the hosts, which will be Russia in this case, and then you've got the World Cup champions, which will be Germany in this case. So that'll all kick off from Saturday, 17th of June, Russia versus New Zealand. That'll be at 5 o'clock. Sunday, we'll see Portugal, the European champions, against Mexico, the Greater America's champions. All these games, of course, taking place in Russia, so it'll be later in the day, 5 o'clock. And then Cameroon will take on Chile, champions of Africa taking on the champions of South America. So it'll give you like a snapshot of what we're looking forward to for the World Cup in time zones, in stadiums, and in crowd violence, of course, because that is a big feature of Russian life. So much so that referees have now been given special sort of, special powers to hold off matches if the racial taunting gets too much. This is how dodgy these guys are, right? FIFA not so long ago said it's totally unacceptable how racially charged and inappropriate Russia is. So referees have been given three steps where they can essentially call off a match if they feel the crowd is getting too unruly. So, yeah. Good luck for this one being not weird. In golf, well, if we've got time later, I've got to try to fit it in. It's the US Open. It's just such a huge thing. If you go onto the bounce.co.za right now, I've given a whole preview about this, everything you can think of. So we haven't got enough time to get into it today. We've got to get to Anthea. So you have to look at that. I've got to move on. I know there's other sports. I'm sorry if I've left anything out, but we've got to move on because Anthea waits for no person.
Yeah, she works hard.
She works hard. She's not here to dilly nor dally. All right. Good morning, Anthea. Apologies for the delay. We had numerous callers this morning.
Good morning, Ben. No problem at all.
Oh, I knew you'd understand.
Right. So yesterday, we closed almost 0.5% lower as the dollar suddenly weakened after disappointing inflation and retail sales numbers in the U.S., or in other words, the rand strengthened to 12 rand 60 against the greenback. Some good volume went through ahead of derivatives closeout later today. So if you're going to be trading today, I think just be careful of there's a lot of volatility expected. Closeout is only half an hour between 5 to 12 and 25 past 12. So this is when the derivatives traders are closing out their positions. There's an extraordinary amount of contracts still open, which is very surprising for the June closeout. Normally March and September are the big ones. But the good news is that on balance, it looks like they're short gamma, which means they'll be buying shares and hopefully they'll push the equity market a bit higher today.
Okay.
And then yesterday, resources and industrials took most of the pain. Financials performed well, of course, on the stronger rand. And then the downgrades continue to take their toll. MTN fell 2% after it was downgraded by Moody's. Aspen, for some reason, managed a 0.5% climb despite a ruling that they have to pay the 5.2 million euros, which they were being given by the Italian court after they dismissed their appeal against the competition authority. And this is for oncology drugs that they'd sold and pushed the price up in Italy. I mean, and I'm sure Saleo told you yesterday about how the local competition authorities are also looking to fine Aspen for their drug pricing, basically.
But Anthea, I'd imagine that they build this into their working costs because these guys have got to push the envelope in order to stay on the cutting edge, right?
Yeah, but Ben, what they're doing is pushing up the price by like 4,000%.
Okay, that's a little bit more than what Toyota's doing with the Quantums, isn't it?
Indeed. And because it's such an emotive subject, you know, I think the courts will look unfavorably upon it.
And so they should.
Mm-hmm. And then tech stocks are having a nice bounce back. Naspa is clawing its way out of the last 2 weeks of decline. It's now at 2,554 rand a share, still not the 2,800 we saw 2 weeks ago. But there is a lesson in this. I think if we'd gotten shocked by the sell-off on Friday and Monday, it would only have cost us money in the form of trading fees to buy back to catch this bounce that we're seeing.
Right.
So it really is just a lesson in patience.
Which is something that you're always telling us about.
I know.
Especially going into Brait.
Sorry?
Especially going into your next step. I mean, this is what get Gareth the whole time. This is why he has to have you in his life. Otherwise, he'd be useless at this.
Well, so Brait again, also trying to stage a bit of a comeback. It was up 2.5% yesterday. It's had basically 3 weeks of straight declines. In fact, it's had like, I don't know, 6 months of declines. I think some good news is long overdue for this share. And if we do get it, we could see it rally. And so, you know, and that's what it is. It's just about cutting out the noise and letting the share come into its own, basically. But I understand Garrett's point. Like, he looks at his app every single day, and it's hard to watch your money disappear. So,
well, when you say the share's going to come into its own, I mean, I'll ask this on Garrett's behalf. What is this ever going to come into, seeing it's just nothing but a decliner?
Well, I think it will bounce back. So I think we've had a couple of bad things show up kind of in the books. You know, we've had the Brexit, we've had the declining pound, and then we've had fairly bad retail sales out of the U.S. And so they've got a couple of investments, and the big one that's dragging the share down is a company called New Look, which is a clothing retailer in the U.K. Mm-hmm. And if that turns around, then, of course, you'll see the share rally. And, of course, the other thing is we're waiting for potentially Brait to list on the London Stock Exchange. And if that happens, there'll be more liquidity, more demand.
Right.
And so you could share, I mean, you could easily see the share double.
And there we go. And there is the value of patience.
That's it. And then another share we watch quite closely, Stellar Capital, announced yesterday that Charles Pettit has resigned as CEO. Oh, huge surprise. Big shock.
Yeah, I mean, we had him in here just a couple of months ago.
That's right. And he was telling us about how there is still value and yeah. how they're expecting the turnaround in the industrial sector, and the financial assets were basically cash cows. So the previous CEO, Peter van Zyl, will take over again. I mean, where to from here? It's difficult to say. It really is very difficult to say. And this is a real pain, because Gareth and I both bought the share when they issued at their rights at 2.30 rand. It's now a 76 cents share. So we've rode it all the way down. But I think at this stage, we almost have to give Peter van Zyl, the news or ex-new CEO, a chance to tell us what he thinks and of how he's going to turn the company around and what his plans are before we just sell. It's not great that Charles has resigned, but I guess these things happen, you know, CEOs move on.
Exactly. And then, but doing that, that's horrible for share price, huh?
It is. Well, actually, yesterday, Stella Capital actually bounced a bit. It was up it closed up just over 1%. I mean, I think it's worse for Charles himself, because you don't want to leave it when the share's in the doldrums. You actually want to leave on a high note, really. But and I have no idea why he resigned. I haven't had a chance to speak to him yet.
Okay.
But I'm sure there's a good reason.
Alrighty.
And then lastly, the US Fed raised interest rates by 0.25% last night to 1.25%. Largely expected. I mean, we all knew that was going to happen in spite of weaker than expected economic data. And it looks like they're likely to raise interest rates again this year, as well as they said to reduce their balance sheet, which they've been using to prop up the market post the 2009 global financial crisis. So I think they're fairly confident in GDP growth, even though I guess in the last 3 months, you know, some data hasn't always supported the economic growth that we're expecting. But I think on balance, again, positive.
Okay, very good.
And then that's it. Asia's a bit lower this morning because of a lower oil price, but hopefully we'll have some excitement because of derivatives closeout.
Damn right. And plans for the long weekend, Anthea? Doing anything exciting this time around?
I have a friend's birthday party. Oh, no, I'm just staying in Joburg, just the usual birthday parties, dinners.
Solid. All right, Anthea, so see you back in studio Monday. Gareth's away all of next week, so you'll be just hanging with us.
Fantastic. Nice. See you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
All right. Bring cookies.
Oh.
Sorry, what was that, Sia?
Wow. Okay.
All right. That's Anthea with the finance. Of course, you can find Anthea on the clipcentral.com website, along with all the other features that you have and here on the show. That hour went quickly. Lucas, I'm pretty sure at 6 a.m. I asked for some robots tea. I mean, this is going badly. I mean, there is no taxi strike between here and the kettle, is there?
Well, I was waiting for you to play music so I can update you on that. There's actually a taxi strike on the rooibos. You saw me opening a lot of cupboards that side. I couldn't locate rooibos. It's, you know, in that little tea thing, there's no rooibos.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's all I need to know.
No, or else you want five roses. You're not too strong. Yeah.
No, let's not get into it. Anyway, into the second hour, we've got a lot more news stories to catch up with Mubs. We've got a couple of clips I'm going to play with you, identify what things are, and then we've got a great interview. See it? Hour three, Gareth's first pre-recorded interview for you. Who is today's feature?
John Senna this morning.
Ah, right. Gareth spoke about him yesterday. Apparently, it was a very good interview. And if you ever want to know where you are going technology-wise, and if some people feel like they're stagnating, they're not quite keeping up with the trends, well, then this interview with John is maybe the thing that's going to help you, especially going into the long weekend. We've got a lot of time to think about stuff. This is going to be a good thing. Today, guys, I am playing the music of Michael McDonald.
Who now?
See, now, while Gareth's away, I've got the freedom, so I'm totally going to use it.
Oh, girl.
So every day, this is a treat, every day there will be a musical theme, a story. And I hear Lucas laughing.
Yeah,
and everybody sighing.
No, I just picked up the sense of tension all of a sudden in the studio. Man, I think we're getting a little bit nervous.
You guys are in good hands.
Okay.
You know you are.
I know the rap version of this.
Michael McDonald, this guy. We need to celebrate people like him. I'll tell you why after the break.
Central.com.